We are up to Mitzvah Nun Test, Mitzvah 59, according to the count of the Sefer HaChinuch in the Torah. And this is Mitzvahs Beistin Ladun Bedin Nosei Sachar V'Socher. Continuing in many of these technical Beistin Mitzvos, the Mitzvah that the Beistin has to judge cases of a Nosei Sachar, which is someone who is paid to watch something, like a paid custodian is what the official term would be, and V'Socher, someone who is renting from someone else. So there is a pasuk that's associated with this that can be found obviously in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, "Ki yitin ish arayehu chamor o shor o sev chol behima l'shmor umes onishbar onishba in roe." That if a man should give his friend like a donkey, an ox, a sheep, any animal to watch, and it died or it was broken or it was like looted, and there was no one who saw this, and then shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shnei, and there should be an oath, there should be a shvua that's taken between them. Im lo shalach yado b'malachas reyehu. Basically the shvuah should be, the swear should be, the oath should be that he didn't lay his hands upon the property of his friends, in some way that he purposely destroyed it or something like that, and the owner should accept this, and then he doesn't have to pay. So says the Chinuch, how does this mitzvah work? How is the Beisdin supposed to judge these things? Well, let's see. Ladun bedin nosi sachar v'asocher. That the Beisdin is commanded to adjudicate the laws of the nosi sachar, this paid watchman, and the socher, the renter. Upirish nosi sachar. So what does it mean, nosi sachar? Literally, the words mean someone who's like receiving some sort of a compensation. So what does it mean? Shomer pikadon basachar shenosnen lo ala shmira. That someone who is watching or safeguarding an item that was deposited with him, and the arrangement is that he was going to be paid by the owner for the service of safekeeping this item. The socher hu kimashmao. And when we say socher, when we say renter, it's understood in like it sounds. Just socher behima mechaveru lirkov olasos bamalacha. That's the one who rented an animal from his friend to ride on it or to work with. Osha socher mimeno mitaltzlin. Or someone who rented any other type of like a movable property from his friend. And when, let's say you have a situation where there's a machlokas, there's the dispute that came up between the renter and the owner of the item, or between the owner of the item that was deposited with the person, or between someone who has an item that was deposited with him or the owner of that item, shemitzvah alinu ladun b'neihem, that we are commanded as judges, the basin is commanded to judge between them, k'mosha kasuv b'parasha zo, as the pasuk says that we just read, ki yitein ish arayehu chamor o shor o sev v'chol behim alashmor, that if someone should give to his friend a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal to safeguard, etc. And again, shorash hadinin yadua, the underlying root of this mitzvah is very well known, that this is all about having a world in which we have law and order. You need to have law and order in this world. The neha, the laws of this mitzvah, kigon are, for example, Masha Amru Zechonam Lebracha, that which Chazal say, Shenishba'in al ha'anas in hagadolim, that when someone says something, that when this, that when someone says that something happened, that the nosei zachar, the someone who's the paid watchman or the socher or the renter, they take a shvua about any loss that occurred due to greatly unavoidable circumstances, ha'anasim ha'gadolim, greatly unavoidable circumstances, and when they take this shvua, they're totally exempt from any sort of liability. But they do have to pay if the object was stolen or lost. So in other words, if some crazy, unbelievable, unexpected thing happens, they take a shvua that this happened and their putter. But if it was stolen or if it was lost, then they do have to pay for that. No shvua, they just have to pay for it. Why, in the cases of if it was stolen or lost, do they have to pay? Because they are liable in this situation, because these types of things have an element of pshia, of negligence, and of ones, which is like an unavoidable circumstance. And because of the fact that this guy is getting paid, that they take the task of being a paid watchman, they're liable to, even in those cases. And again, also the person who's renting, he takes a sort of a liability with renting it. Ma she'inkin b'shomer chinam, right? This is a very, well, the truth is, you know, let me take that back for a second. The chinuch does not say explicitly over here that we're talking about both the nosei sachar and the socher, both the paid custodian and the renter. And in theory, you could see that there are some differences between them, but I do believe that over here he seems to be equating them entirely, at least right over here, that when he's talking about the laws, he's saying the nosei sachar, the paid watchman, and the socher, the renter as well. So again, the paid watchman, we understand very clearly, he's being paid to watch it. If he is not watching it properly and he's negligent, then of course he has to pay. But when it comes to a renter, so there also, he's paying to borrow this item, if you will, but he's also seemingly trying to agreeing to take some sort of care of the item, because no one's just gonna, because he's not buying the item, he's just renting the item, which means he has to watch it properly. And anyway, so if there's some negligence and some onus, then since there's some negligence, then he does have to pay. Because he was taking upon himself the liability regarding watching this item. Mash inkin b'shomer chinam, but this is not the case when it comes to a shomer chinam, to someone who is a free watchman, someone who is not paid to watch an item. Shapater aha kol chutz mipshia. Because this guy is totally exempt from any liability to pay for anything that happens, even like if it was stolen or if it was lost, except if it was something like due to his total negligence, like he left the animal in an area where he knew someone was going to steal it, like mama, she knew it was going to happen. So in that situation, then he is going to be liable. But otherwise, we don't really give him any liability because of the fact that he's doing this for free. He's doing basically a favor, so that's okay. But if he's totally negligent, then he shouldn't have just taken it. He should never have taken it on in the first place, and therefore that's why he's going to be liable in that situation. But anyway, so we'll stop right here, and God willing, next time we'll continue going through this mitzvah. There are many other halachos that do apply to the socher and the nosei sachar and the socher, but we'll continue that next time. For now, we'll stop right here.